Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. Today we're going to be learning a sugya on Maseches Avodah Zarah and Avyud Ches Amud Beis. The Gemara says, Tana Rabbanan, Haholech le'itzdadinin ulecharkom v'rasham lechoshen v'esachabarim bukin umukion umulion v'luyon blorin salgurin harezen moishav leitzin. If a person goes to a stadium, we're going to see how Rashi learns in a moment. A person goes to a stadium and or an encirclement, that's a charkom, and he sees nechashim, conjurers, fortune tellers, and snake charmers, that's chabarin, and mukion, mulion, luyon, blorin, salgurin, which are all types of clowns or jesters. It's a moshav leitzim, it's a session of jesters, of clowns. And of them the pasuk says, Ashrei ha'ish asher lo yeholach be'atzas rishoyim. Praiseworthy is the man who hasn't gone in the way to the rishoyim, v'derech ha'tayim lo yoyim, uv'moshav leitzim lo yosha. He doesn't sit with them in the moshav leitzim, with the session of scorners of jesters. And the pasuk continues, Ki'im b'seres Hashem cheftzoi. In other words, Torah is a contrast to the session of jesters. Halam adita, because in his desire is in the Torah of Hashem, that's Torah Hashem cheftzoi. Halam adita shedvarim halalu mevina sadam li'abitul Torah. These things, these frivolous entertainments, lead a person to be mevatel Torah. Let's see Rashi. Le'itzdadinin. Like we would say stadiums, that's where the word comes from. Mogum shen menachines hashor, where they have places where they gore oxen. In other words, they have like bullfights. So if a person goes to a bullfight, it's a moshav leitzim. Ulecharkom, charkom is a matzor. That is a siege. Ve'osim sham schok v'leitzanus, and they make schok and leitzanus. So Rashi says that these besieging forces, somebody would come to besiege the city, and they would have entertainment. I guess they'd have war games, whatever stuff they would do that people like. Today we call it boxing. Whatever people would like, they would do. It's stadinim, are the bullfights. Chakom was the encirclements that they would, people who would come and siege the city would also entertain the people in the city. So if you go to one of these places and you see the nechashim, Rashi says menachshim or mechashvim. These fortune tellers, these people who do tricks. That's hachabarin. Rashi says lochshei nechashim, snake charmers. So all these, Rashi says, kulan mine leitzanim hein. It's all different type of leitzanis, of jesting, of clowning around. Rashi continues, Halam adito, midisamach leikim b'saris Hashem cheftzai, mechlal da'ozi l'lohochi, lab b'saris Hashem cheftzai. If you go to these places, since right after it talks about this leitzanis, right afterwards it says, kim b'saris Hashem cheftzai, it's mashman that this is the contrast to Torah Hashem. On one end of the spectrum, you have Torah Hashem Chefzo. On the other end of the spectrum, you have this shtus, this leitzanis, this jesting, this clowning around. Continues the Gemara, as is its wont, and asks the Kasha, V'raminu. So these things are Holamavita Shadvaram Elol Mevin Lidei Bittel Torah. These things bring you to Bittel Torah. V'raminu. And now the Gemara asks the Kasha, contradiction. Holchin litzdadinim mutter. To go to stadiums is mutter. Why? Because you can shout and rescue. Rashi says, "Im roa sheyagichu sham Yehudi." If you see that they're goring a Jew, soik umischanin lahen umatziloi. You can scream out to them and thereby save the Jew, save the fallen gladiator. So the art scroll in footnote says that a gladiator who was wounded or at the mercy of his adversary could signal the people to implore their clemency. If the spectators were in favor of mercy, he would be spared. So Rashi may be alluding to this practice, that he's going to call out and you're going to save the Jew who's gored. So you should go to Itzdadinim. Ulecharkom Mutter, and you're allowed to go to a Charkom, to an encirclement, to that siege, if Nei Yishuv Medina, because it's relief for the siege city. Rashi says, Yisrael Adar Ba'osawir Shezeh Mevakesh Mibnei HaKarkom Latzilam. You visit this encirclement, this Karkom, in order to petition the people who are besieging the city to spare the Jewish inhabitants of the town. So you see already a stira between the Braisa, and this is the first Braisa, and this Braisa. The first Braisa says, you're not allowed to go to Itzdadinim and Karkom. And this Braisa says, you are allowed to go to Itzdadinim and Karkom. Because you can shout and rescue a fallen gladiator, because you can ask the besiegers to have mercy on the Jews. Provided that he's not numbered amongst the besiegers, Rashi. You're not allowed to number amongst the people who are actually making the siege. So you're not allowed to aid them. If you would aid them, if you'd help them, then maybe, as the art school footnote points out, then maybe if you help them, then you'll ingratiate yourself to them. They'll like you more, and they'll save the Jews of the town. The Bryce says, no, that far you're not allowed to go. You're not allowed to actually be one of the besiegers. But what you're allowed to do is you're allowed to go and watch them and ask them to spare the Jews of the city. And if you did number yourself amongst them, it's us. Actually, interesting to note, it says, Ubovat, so long as you're not numbered amongst the besiegers. And if you're numbered amongst the besiegers, it's us. As we just said, we just seem to be saying the same thing twice. It says, Karkom is mutter, the Bnei Yishuv HaMedina, you're allowed to go to an encirclement in order to give relief to the people of the town, as long as you're not amongst the besiegers. And then the Braisa continues, says, and if you're amongst the besiegers, it's us. Now we could have figured out from the first line. Anyway, that's just Torah. Akopana, the Gemara says, Kashi itzdadin and itzdadin and kashi karkom akarkom. We have a contradiction in the stadiums, one Braisa mutter, one Braisa aser, and we have a contradiction in the karkom, same kasha. Says the Gemara, Bishleim akarkom akarkom, lo kashi, I understand that it's not a kasha karkom on the karkom. Why not? Kabim is kashi bimam, in the first Braisa, we talk about a visitor who numbers himself, who counts himself amongst the besiegers. And it's Aser. Kan b'shem b'schashim on the second Braisa, says it's Mutter, somebody who's not numbered amongst them. As the second Braisa says explicitly, that there's such a distinction between whether you're amongst them, where it's Aser, you're not amongst them, it's Mutter. Ere itzdadinim itzdadinim kashye. However, the first Braisa is Iser, to visit a stadium. L'chayra is so said to the second Braisa, heter to visit a stadium. Answers the Gemara, Tanoihi. The heter to go to a stadium is a machlokas tanoim. And the two Braisas reflect the two opinions. The Sanya, ain hochem litzdadinim ibnei Moshe v'leitzim, you're not allowed to go to a stadium because it's a session of jesters. Rabbi Nosson Mati, or Rabbi Nosson says you're allowed to. Ibnei shnei dvarim for two reasons. One is because the visitor can shout and rescue one of the fallen gladiators, like we saw the Braisa, Sovech u'Matzil. And another reason is because a Jewish spectator can witness the death of another Jew in the arena, and then he can testify on behalf of the victim's wife, and then Lasia, then she can be remarried. So he can be an aid to the death of this man to enable his wife to become remarried. So in the Sefer Mar Be'emuna, Daf Nun Gimel, which is a parish of Agon Rav Yaakov David Hanuk Shlita, and Maseches Avodah Zarah, he explains this sugya is telling us a very, very big yisod in Avodas Hashem. This sugya is holding, our sugya here in Avodah Zarah is holding, that there's no Isser Be'etzem to be in a Moshe B'Leitzim. The Isser of Moshe B'Leitzim is only, as the Gemara says, the Brisa says, Shedvarim halalu meviim es ha'adam lidei bitul Torah. This brings a person to be a mevatel Torah. In Pirkei Avos, in the third parak in the second Mishnah, it says, Shnayim sheyeshvim ve'ein b'neim divrei Torah ha'reza Moshe B'Leitzim. Two people are sitting and there's not divrei Torah amongst them, it's a Moshe B'Leitzim. So this Mishnah's holding that it's Aser Be'etzim. If there's no Divrei Torah, it's a Moshe B'Leitzim. So you see that the bride, the Mishnah is concerned with the fact that you're sitting in a Moshe B'Leitzim. It's mentioned that a Moshe B'Leitzim Be'etzim is Aser. So if you're not learning, two people are sitting and not learning, so it's a Moshe B'Leitzim. And it's not only Aser, it's the fact that they're not learning. The fact they're not learning makes it Aser Mitzad Moshe B'Leitzim. Whereas our sugya in Avodah Zarah is saying no, that the Isser is not because of the Moshe B'Leitzim. The Isser is because it brings the Divrei Torah. Could have said, if you go to these stadiums, then it's Moshe B'Leitzim. And be done with it. But the Brisa doesn't do that. The Gemara says, Hala Madata, the Brisa says, you learn from this, it's Varam Alam, and being a suddenly Bittul Torah. These things bring a person to Bittul Torah. So you see that the ultimately the reason Moshe B'Leitzim is Aser is because of Bittul Torah. Brings you to Bittul Torah, not that it's Aser Be'etzim like the Mishnah Pirkei Avos is holding. And that's why Rashi says in our sugya that it's the Dinah Ramakam Sheminachem is a show where they have bullfights. And even though they have bullfights, it's not Aser Mitzad Atzmo. Rather, the Brisa goes on. Why aren't you allowed to go to Itzdadionim? Because when you go to Itzdadionim. When you go to these stadiums, I don't even say Itzdadion. That's why I keep saying Itzdadion. The word says Itzdadim. So when you go there, you're going to see the Nechashim, you're going to see the Chabarim. So Rashi says they're all in Yanei Leitzanis. And these in Yanei Leitzanas, watching the bullfights is Leitzanas, the Karkum is a Leitzanas, the Nechashim, the Chabarim, the snake charmers, it's all Leitzanas. And this Leitzanas is going to bring one to Bittul Torah. If that's true, then we don't understand why in Itzdadinim, if there's a Svar of Tzovech or Matzil Yehudim, that a Jew might cry out and you can save him. Or, we saw in the Karkom, that there's an Eidus Isha, if there's a possibility maybe of going, or that was actually Itzdadinim, if Nasim is Matur Itzdadinim because of Eidus Isha. If there's a possibility of going to the Itzdadinim for Eidus Isha to testify that a man dies in order to help his wife be remarried, why should there be a Machlokas if it's Mutter? The Gemara concluded that there are two opinions. Rabbi Nassim says that it's Mutter, and that's the second Brisa, that's Matir Itzdadinim. And the Tanakam of the Brisa holds, like the first Brisa we had, that Itzdadinim is Aser because of Moshe B'Leitzim. Why, if there's a Svar of Tzovech or Matzil, that he's going to cry and you're going to save him, or if there's a Svar of Eidus Isha, should it be Aser? That he's going to see the man die and he can testify that his wife can be remarried. Or in the Karkom, why would the first Brisa, Aser Karkom, if there's a Svara of saving the Jews that are inhabitants of this city? Why should there be a Machlokas? It's definitely Docha the Isser of Dvarim HaMevim Lidei Bittul Torah. Normally you're not allowed to do things that bring you to Bittul Torah. The Seder. You're not allowed to do things that bring you to Bittul Torah, but here it's you could be saving lives. It'd help a woman be remarried. So the answer is that here, definitely, there's no chash that a Jew's really going to die and you're going to be able to save him. We don't think, either maybe Jews didn't partake, or maybe Jews did partake, I don't know historically what happened, but the odds of you saving him were very, very slim. And there's no din of pikuach nefesh that's docha kol haTorah kula. So why does this guy want to go? Because of one in a million chance that he's going to be able to save a Jew, or one in a million chance he's going to see a Jew die, and he's going to be able to help his wife remarry. So the heter is not because you're saving somebody, or because of edus, because that's not docha the isser of Moshe Bleitzin. If the isser was really Moshe Bleitzin. But the reason that Moshe Bleitzin is usser according to this braisa is because it's maybe lidei bittel Torah. It brings you to bittel Torah. In other words, mitzad atzmo, a person's allowed to eat. Person's allowed to drink, person's allowed to jump, person's allowed to laugh, person's allowed to play ball, he's allowed to relax, allowed to go on vacation. It's mutter. There's no isser out of bittel Torah to have fun within reason. So what then is it going to be maybe lidei bittel Torah? In other words, the etzem being there isn't bittel Torah. It's maybe lidei bittel Torah. What is it maybe? How is it going to bring you ultimately to bittel Torah? The answer is because the meat of Lake Sunnis makes you lose your hargash of chashivas for life, that a person doesn't think things are important. It's all a game, it's all fun and games, it's competition, it's excitement, but it's not real. Life isn't so important, life is for fun. In other words, these things are maybe lidei bittel Torah. People think life is for fun. If there was a question of pikuach nefesh, there's no shaila that it's mutter. It's not really a question of pikuach nefesh. A very, very remote chance that you're going to be able to help anybody if you go. The only thing is that if you go, maybe there's a very, very, very small chance you're going to be able to help somebody. And the question is, here are we concerned with maybe lidei bittel Torah? Is this going to bring you to lose your chashivas, your feeling of chashivas for life? Because by going, you're going to lose your chashivas for life. And is this remote chance enough to justify you going to the stadium? In other words, the problem here is the Leitzanis. And the way the Leitzanis, how the Leitzanis makes you look at life. We also see it in the Hemshech of the Sugya, and the continuation of the Sugya. Mislotzeis mizonosav muatim v'nofel v'gehenim. Somebody who's a clown, has little food, mizonos, and he goes into Gehenim. And it's compared to a Messiah, Baal Gaiva, who is Nofel B'Gehenim. Because this is a Midah which undermines the entire Jewish perspective that life is important, life is valuable. Leitzanis achas docha mea tochachas, B'Sil Hashem says. Puts away all the tochacha. And if so, that's the Yisod HaHeter of somebody who comes to save Jews or to marry off a woman. Since he has a serious reason for going, he's going to think about his kavana. He's going to save the woman. He's going to be made that he died. He's going possibly to save a Jew. And that's not, he's not going to have this hargash of bittel, of nullifying the chashivas of life of the world. And the machlokas seen Rabbanan Reb Nosson is how much was samach on the svar. Rabbanan said it's not enough of a svar to justify going to these silly goyisha competitions. And Reb Nosson says it is. Because you're going to be thinking, I'm here to save a life. Probably not going to happen, but that's why I'm here. And therefore, you're not going to lose your feeling of importance for life. Later on in the Gemara, it says that Avram Avinu didn't sit in the moshav of the Anshei Plishtim, and that Yitesam at Aleph, because the Plishtim were late sonim. They were a bunch of clowns. And the Gemara is a pasuk. Vayihi ketov libam vayom rukir leshimshon veisachik lanu. And it happened when their hearts grew merry, and they said, call Shima Shimshon, and let him cavort for us, let him play for us. And that's why Avram Avinu didn't want to sit together, the Gemara says, with the Plishtim. So the question is, By the way, that's a pasuk Rashi brings. Bracious Chof Alef Lamedalid. The pasuk there says that the Yagar Avram Beretz Plishtim. He sojourned there. He was only temporary there, but it doesn't say Yoshav. He didn't settle there. He didn't want to settle because they were Leitzanim. So the Maharsha asks, wait a second. Shimshon, this pasuk we brought that they were a bunch of clowns, they were jokers, they were jesters, is Shimshon is many, many years after Avram Avinu. So how can we bring a raya from Shimshon to Avram Avinu? That in the time of Avram they were also a bunch of clowns. Maybe in the time of Shimshon they weren't, in the time of Avram Avinu they weren't. So according to what we're saying, says Rav Hamnik, that Enochinami, if Leitzanus is an Aveira in itself, then it could be that this Aveira was done in the time of Avram of the Plishtim, of Shimshon, and it wasn't done in the time of Avram Avinu. And that's the Mishnah Navos that holds that Leitzanus itself is an Aveira. If it itself is an Aveira, then it could be the Aveira was done in the time of Shimshon and not in the time of Avram. But if we say that Leitzanus is a Midah, it's a Hashkafas HaChayim, it's an entire way of looking at the world. It's not just something that you do from time to time, but it's your whole attitude. It's Leitzanus. Leitzanus means you take something Chashiv, and you remove its chashivos. It's the whole idea Rav Huttner talks about in the Pachad Yitzchak. That's what Leitzanus is. It's Amalek. Amalek is called a letz. Because everything that's important in life, they say, is really unimportant. Everything that's unimportant, they make important. That's why you're allowed to make Leitzanus from Avodah Zarah. Call Leitzanus Asir and Bar Leitzanus to Avodah Zarah. Because you have to remove the chashivos of Avodah Zarah. So if that's the midah, that life isn't important, so that's something that's passed down the generations. Afterwards, the Gemara there darshins Ashrei Ish Yarei as Hashem. Gemara darshins Ashrei Ish Vel Ashrei Isha. It says in Tehillim, Kuf Yud Beis, praiseworthy is the man who fears Hashem. Gemara says, praiseworthy is the man, not praiseworthy is the woman. Praiseworthy is the woman. So if Amram said in the name of Rav, fortunate is the person who does tshuva when he's an Ish, that he has the full strength of manhood. So Tosis there says, Ashrei Ish Velo Isha, Aval El Gabei Ashrei Ha'ish, but earlier on we spoke about the first parak in Tehillim, which is what we've been discussing until now. Ashrei Ha'ish Asher Lo Alach Batzis V'Shayim, etc. of a Moshev Leitzim Lo Yashav, not to sit in a Moshev Leitzim, rather B'Sarat Hashem Chepsa, Lo Diya Kachi. We weren't Medayik Ish and not Isha. Why? The Ish Mashma Lemute Isha. When it says in this pasuk in Tehillim, Kuf Yud Beis Ish, it's Mashma, it's excluding a woman. Therefore it says, fortunate is somebody who repents of his sins while he's still a man, while he's the strength of manhood, while he has his kochos. So here we can make the diuk. V'ha'ish, ashrei ha'ish, asher lo alach batzis v'shayim, that it says in the first parak, which is talking about Moshev Leitzim, there it's mashma, not that it's being memayit nashim, but that it's memayit other types of people, other types of men. Fortunate is the man who doesn't go in the way of v'shayim, and unfortunate is the man who does go in the way of Rishayim. So based on what we're saying, we can understand better what Tosfos is saying. Because since the Braisa brings a Lashon of Mevin Lidei Bittul Torah, you could say that this Isser is only Shaykh with men. Only men are Isser in Bittul Torah, and not women. So come Ashmalan, that to hear there's more than an Isser of Bittul Torah. It's a Midah where you're Mevatel, the Derech Chaim of Torah. And therefore women also have to be careful. So therefore Tosis is very good. Tosis says that here in the first parak, Ish is not Mamayit Isha. Ashrei Ha'ish is not Mamayit Isha. Because it's, in Kuf Yud Beis it is. Kuf Yud Beis we can make a Diuk Ish Velo Isha. And then it says, while he is the full strength of manhood. But in Perek Rishon, we're talking about the Isser of Leitzanus. It It's not only on the man to be medayik man and not women. Women also. They also have to have a feeling of chashivas for life. And that's why this whole perek talks about Torah Hashem Cheftzo, Vayaka Eitz Shasla Kapagemayim, Valei Lo Yibo. So all of these are brought by the Gemara to teach us various halachas. What halachas? How a Talmud should act when he comes to learn Torah. That Ein Adam Lo Meitorah L'Makom Shelibo Chafetz. You have to learn what you want to learn. B'Makom Shelibo Chafetz. In a place where you want what your heart desires. In a place where you want to learn. And Kol Lo Meitorah Meirav Echad Einu Rasim and Bracha Le'Olam. If you look from one Rav, you don't see blessing from that learning. And how to learn Shlish B'Mikra, Shlish B'Mishnah, Shlish B'Talmud, a third of each. And first you should learn and then delve into it. So the Gemara is darshaning the whole first parak about learning Torah. Because the Yisod of the parak, the Yisod of the first parak, is to be Meganis, to condemn the way of Leitzanis, of losing Chashivas for life, and to contrast that with the Derech of the Torah, which is Mechanech a person to learn and to take life seriously. And that's why Leitzanis is the contrast to Torah. Because Leitzanis' life isn't important. And Torah's life is important. And therefore we're concerned with this Leitzanis, not with Leitzanis itself, but that Leitzanis is going to bring to Bittul Torah because you lose your importance for life. So that's the mahalach of this sugya. Should all be zochem yitz Hashem to feel the chashivas of life, and to learn Sarasa Yega Yom and Lalaila, day and night, and learn things that we like to learn, Makom Shalibo Chafetz. And also from here, Rav Menashe Klein in his Sefer, Mishnah Halachas, is a tshuva that I saw many years ago, where he asks us here to go to Sinala to say in America, they'll shoot you, some people. But he says, don't go to a baseball game. Same Moshe Leitzim, same losing Chashivas for life. You learn to halach lemaisa, not to go to Shea. I think they closed Shea. Not to go to Yankee Stadium. Or even watch the game. Because it makes one lose one's chashivas for life. It's Moshe Leitzin. So that was Rabbi Nasha Klein's psak. And I'm not paskining. I don't want anyone to shoot me. So I'm not saying anything. But it's definitely something to think about. So Shem Bizoche, to go mala mala. Torah v'yir shemayim. Amen. Kain. Yehi. Ratzon.